Once upon a time, there lived a wicked sorceress called Caleb. One day, she took the baby son of the Earl of Coventry and intended to kill him. But the baby was marked for great deeds, as there was a picture of a dragon on his breast, and on his right hand there was a blood-red cross. These signs affected Caleb, and she kept the child to grow up with her. And since the child grew daily in beauty and stature, he became the apple of her eye. She called him Saint George. When the boy was 14 years old, he decided a time had come for him to leave and look for adventures. But Caleb did not mean to let him go. She made up her mind to bribe him and make him stay. So she took him to the stables and showed him the most magnificent horse, Bayard. "Look at the steed," she said. "It is the best and the swiftest, and it will be yours if you stay with me." But St. George would not. Then she took him to the armory and gave him a suit of armor of the purest steel and a helmet made of gold and a sword called Ascalon, which would destroy all it touched, and said, "This armor which none can pierce and this sword are yours if you stay with me." But St. George would not. Then she bribed him with her own magic wand, giving him power over all things in Caleb's land. "Now will you stay with me?" she asked. But St. George took the wand and, using its power, struck the rock, put Caleb inside, and with the same magic wand closed the rock, with the sorceress locked inside forever. Thus St. George took the armour and the sword, mounted the horse Bayard, and left Caleb's land. He rode to the city of Coventry and stayed there for 9 months, taking part in all feats of arms. When the spring came, he left Coventry and took a ship to a faraway country in Africa. When, after a long journey, the ship reached the African shore, St. George left the ship. And soon found a small house where he could spend a night. The owner of the house told St. George, "Sir Knight of Merry England, you have come to our country at a bad time. For 24 years, a terrible dragon has been hunting in this land, and for 24 years, we have been giving him one young girl every day to eat, or he would destroy the whole land. Tomorrow, it is the turn of the king's daughter, Sabia, the most beautiful of all girls, and tomorrow she must die, unless some brave knight will kill the monster. To such a man, the king would give his daughter in marriage and the crown of his country." "I do not need the crown," said St. George proudly, "but I will kill the monster."